Welcome to No Truer 2 Plus 1. I'm Troy Thompson. You can follow me at Instagram and Twitter and YouTube at Thompson Troy and on Facebook, Troy Thompson.
Hey everybody, this is Marlon Sadler. You can follow me at Sadler Marlon on Instagram and also on Facebook.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Elijah Frazier. You can find me on all social media outlets at Eli Frazier 17. That's Frazier with a Z. So, yeah.
Today we're going to be talking about unlocking your sexy. We're just going to move on from there. We'll come back to that. But what's going on, fellas? What'd
What's
you do
going
this
on, man?
week? What's happening? What's good, Elijah?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Just going after stuff. Just
You a hustler,
kind of,
man.
hey, man. Look, it's a the grind has become fun.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Like sometimes you run away from the challenge, and then you get a little confident. Like you even know you're still not that sure, but you're just trying to kind of own it and like, you know what? I'm gonna keep going.
I
So
saw
it's
this real
good.
old video from Gary Vaynerchuk, and he said if you look forward to going to sleep, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah,
Would
like
you
I
say
can't
that?
stand sleeping. Like I'm like, oh
You feel
man,
like
I don't
you
want to go to sleep simply because, I mean, there's a lot of times where I mean, then you
feel like
know,
you're missing out on something?
yeah, I feel like if I go to sleep, like my imagination gets turned off.
Well, then that's a good thing because it's like, crap, man, I wanted more time, or I still want to do this,
Yeah.
or you know, you kind of have to do something the next day,
Yeah.
and you're like, I don't care how much sleep I get. I gotta finish this, or
I gotta think.
I just want to try this, or
Right. My wife
so.
doesn't get it, you know. Like, I don't say she doesn't get it because there's a lot of times where I'm sitting up like crazy late and I think I'm doing something, but I ain't really doing nothing. Like, I'm reading a book, but the book is actually reading me. I'm watching TV, but the TV's watching me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like in and out of
I
consciousness.
am, man. I do that a lot. I sit there a lot. Like, there's like six, seven things happening at one time. Like, I got social media looking at, and then there's something brewing in the back of my mind that I'm trying to think about. And then other things that interrupt the things that's in the back of my
Oh,
mind and the social, and
man.
then I have to go do that. And then, oh, I've got, you know, that happens
It's
nonstop.
real.
That's insane.
Yeah. But I've actually, like, I've made it, like, to me, now I believe that that's where my creative genius actually comes out and steps on stage. And it's
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
yeah, like
Absolutely.
you can fly, man.
I'm one of those people, and my wife hates it, but I'm one of those people to where.
We have wives.
Yeah.
Did I say wife?
He did.
No.
You did. I figure I'll just go ahead and say I got a wife
Okay,
too.
yeah,
Troy's got a wife.
we married up. I thought I accidentally said wives, like I have concubines,
Oh,
like
no.
more than. No, I
No, you
don't have those. Mika,
don't
don't you kill me.
have those.
But no, my wife envies it because as soon as my ear touches the pillow, not even my whole head, like I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, it just happens. But the crazy part about it is if I'm not actually going to sleep and I wake back up, if I just doze off and I wake back up 60 seconds later, it's like she'll even know, she'll ask me, she's like, what did you dream about? Like as soon as I fall asleep, like it's just dream after dream after dream
Is
after dream.
that
And I wake up and I was like, I just had a dream. And they're wild, but it's to the point to where she even knows it. Like I fall asleep so fast and it's like all these things are happening. It's like REM, like that rapid eye movement stage. And it's like you're half sleeping, you're half not. It's that magic stuff. So
I don't even remember my dreams.
you got to, man. They be talking to you.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's sad.
I
Yeah,
know
about that.
everybody
I
start
remember all
talking about
mine. I
don't.
remember
Do
them
you?
all of them. I dream every night, all through the night.
Yeah.
I'll dream, wake up, go back to sleep, and continue the dream.
You can
That's how
continue a
crazy.
dream. I'm so jealous of you
That
because
is.
whatever I do, yeah.
Now here's the thing. I have always wanted to be able to continue a dream.
Yeah, same here.
I think I've done it like twice in a lifetime. Not even on purpose. I think just because consciously I was so there and I really wanted it, it happened. But one thing that has happened with my dreams is that I never used to know what they meant or what they were trying to say or whatever. And now every time I wake up from a dream, I know exactly what it meant, no matter how crazy the dream was. Like I have a dream and it's crazy. And as soon as I wake up and that I'm supposed to do this, boom, bang, pow. And
So they're speaking loud and clear to you now.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Some of my dreams scare me. I don't want them speaking to me. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy dreams. Yeah. So what did you guys do this week? What happened?
We had
the guide summit.
Man, I didn't know if I should touch on that because it's like.
Definitely touch on that.
Something happened. I feel like I got promoted in life. Like, yeah. I feel like I graduated somewhere. Like, yeah. In just an atmosphere of graduation. Like, we just leveled up.
Yeah.
And but more importantly to me, I just feel free.
Yeah, so for everyone who doesn't know, who might be listening, we had a guide summit at our church in Lorain, which was to launch the second quarter. And at that guide summit, it was a celebration, and it was a vision-casting moment. We had four locations stretched across the northeast part of Ohio, and all of the campuses come together, and it was, something happened.
So it had a lot.
It wasn't natural, something happened.
You're right. You're like, oh, are you going to the event? Are you going to the program or the this or the that? It was an experience.
You're right.
I experienced something. Like, yeah. I didn't go watch a movie. I didn't go to an amazing dinner. I went to an experience. Like, yeah. My life was, like, in it.
Yeah.
I was in it.
Yeah, there's definitely a presence there, like no other presence, you know, that the church has experienced. You know, having all the campuses there was just amazing because there's a lot of people that we are either unfamiliar with or have seen and haven't introduced ourselves to properly. It was fun. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to let their hair down. Club Lulu's was banging.
And, bubbles and everything.
Bubbles. Yeah, line dancing.
Right.
That was just the craziest. Craziest moment.
You saw some people come out.
There were generations out there on the floor, like,
yeah,
straight up line dancing.
That's crazy.
Right. So I was with it.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
There was a lot of sexy people that night. Like, yeah. They were, I'm free. I'm letting my hair down.
There were some folks that got upset about it too, but whatever.
But it did. It gave everybody direction, a sense of direction.
Yeah.
Being involved and knowing where the church is headed.
Yeah, I felt really good about the Red Cord Project and what was happening.
Yeah.
But interesting? Anything interesting happened this last week?
No, we had a conversation. We have a couple in Avon that has a life group, if you want to call it. But once a month, we go out to dinner, couples.
Yeah.
And this was actually Michelle and I's first time going out with
the
group. But we just kind of got into just light conversation, and ADHD entered the room.
ADHD.
Yeah, attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Mm.
There was you know, there was one mother there who, you know, was one of her children was diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
And the question I had after realizing, because I had never really looked into it, what the definition was or anything, but after listening to her, and then I kind of looked it up, I thought to myself, like, don't we all have a certain level of ADHD?
Right.
Like, really? You know, there's things.
Did we ever have, back when we was in the third grade, mm-hmm. with Miss, Miss McGreevy or one of the teachers?
Yeah.
Was there ever such a thing as
ADHD? No, there was no ADHD. There was no, what kind of allergies are out there right now?
Right, a lot of peanut butter allergies.
Peanut allergies.
A lot.
You know,
move too much and you sleep.
There was, you know,
RLS. Remember RLS?
No, what's that? It's
restless leg syndrome. It's called RLS. Google it.
Is that real?
It is real. I've seen it.
And now I'm conscious of it.
That's annoying.
I'm in bed and I'm just like crap, if I got legs.
Dang it, I got RLS. How did I get there?
How did I get
You know what? I'm going to give me some of that medicine that they talk about.
But really jack myself.
But really be messed up.
It's going to make me pee in the
middle. I'm going to have suicidal thoughts. What do I? Do I want RLS? Or suicidal thoughts. I don't know. Or incessant diarrhea. If I take the medicine, I'm going to get incessant diarrhea.
You may have thoughts of suicide, depression. You may bleed from your bladder. You might lose eyesight. Right.
Your toenail's going to turn purple.
It's like, whoa, I'm better off where I am. It's like, so why didn't my parents detect this RLS from when I was like 3 years old? Because I've been moving my legs in my sleep my whole life.
Well, that's, you know, that's where we, I don't think none of us, you know, until they give you this diagnosis, it's like, you're living a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, now all of a sudden.
Yeah, so, you done became somebody's project now. Right. Now they the diagnosed you though, and now right? you're a case.
Now you're a case. Now you're a number.
I hate that, man. Yeah. I hate when we do that. Yeah. I hate when they give just stuff a name.
Right.
Just, that's the doesn't need a name. Yeah. It doesn't need a name.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, she started naming off symptoms.
And I'm not disrespecting anybody that has that. I'm just saying, like, I think we've done that as a culture. We feel the need to define ridiculous.
It's, right. I mean, we don't have to rabbit trail. It's business.
Yeah.
I mean,
right, it's pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, I mean, they're making big bucks. If we can put a name on this or that, and like I said, that's not a trail I'm trying to.
You know what? You move your hands too much. You got move your hand syndrome.
You see, move your hand syndrome.
Yep.
I talk with my hands.
Do you move your hands too much? Do you find yourself in conversation?
You got
MHS. MHY. Move your hands.
Move
your hands.
Move your hands. We should develop some medicine for that.
Man,
I think they already got it, though.
Look, your son has blinked too many times.
He don't blinked. Yeah.
He got that eye blinking syndrome.
Get some medicine for it.
No, somebody called him out on it, though. They were like, they said, I think your son, I think the boy was like 6 years old. And they were like, yeah, he has, you know, ADHD.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, what are the symptoms? And told him the symptoms. He was like, so you mean my son acts like a six-year-old?
Thank you.
He's like, he can't sit still in his seat. You know, he can't sit in one spot for so many hours and this and that. He's like, oh, like a kid.
Like just a little kid, yeah.
Yeah, my son is 7 years old, and
he danced through your wedding.
He danced through my wedding. Yes, he did, man.
Well, you want to stop dancing.
But that's just it, you know. That's his personality. And I'm not going to allow you to start shoving pills down his throat. Mm-hmm. That's going to turn him into a zombie.
Or sticking labels all over him, man.
Right.
That's
right.
They want everybody.
Yeah, I love who he is.
Listen, we need to get into the topic today. Elijah, we're going to give this to you. But hey, our next topic for Nurturer 2 Plus 1, we got some really cool topics on the horizon. We're talking about some racial topics. We'll be talking about that. We have a couple joining us. We'll also be talking about heroin use, and we'll be talking to actual current users of heroin, so tune into those. But today we're going to be talking about unlocking your sexy. Elijah, help us understand what unlocking your sexy actually means.
That's so good.
Man. What does it mean to unlock your sexy?
Listen, I look, there's some paths, okay, that I could take this. We play it safe and I'll gauge the temperature and I'll go from there. But I mean, naturally, when a person is sexy, you know, whether it's a nice suit or a dress, or, you know, they just got their hair laid, whatever it is, like, they own it. Like, they own you. You put that dress on, can't nobody tell you nothing. Mm-hmm. Or you put that suit, or whether you got that promotion, like, you feel it, and you start owning it because you feel attractive. Mm-hmm. But I feel that there's also an internal sexy as well. And I believe that the way you sometimes feel when life is going right, or you got that promotion, or you got on that nice outfit, you about to paint the town red, and you own in that dress, or you're owning that moment. Like, I think internally, we need to own that same sexy. Like, just know it. Mm-hmm. Just be confident.
Yeah.
Like, own everything. I'm so sexy on the inside, I can own the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'm still sexy.
Right.
Like, I'm going to turn this messed up situation, and I'm still make it attractive.
Right.
Like, just owning everything, because when you try to dictate and you, metaphorically speaking, when you stare in the mirror too long, mm-hmm. you create things that may not be so sexy. Now you're second guessing you're sexy.
Yeah.
And it's like, put it on and walk right past the mirror.
Right.
Just walk right past the mirror in your life. Like, you know, I don't even got to look in that thing.
Yeah.
I know I'm sexy. So internally own it. Own it mentally. Own it spiritually.
Yeah.
Relationships. Look, my relationships are sexy. My thought process is sexy.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I do, like, own it. Hey, man, you know, that's not going too well. Nah, it's all good, dog.
Yeah.
That's what makes it what it is. You don't feel that.
So they say that's the difference between that Burlington Coat factory suit and the tailor-made suit.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because let me tell you something. I know some cats that can go out with the tailor-made suits, and they got it going on, males and females, just sexy all across the board.
Yeah.
And I know I know different people who can go into a thrift store and be just as sick, because they got it.
And that is what separates the two. What separates? I know what separates. What do you think separates the two?
It is kind of like what we just talked about. People are so free to put a label on anything else. I dare you to slap a sexy label on yourself.
Mentally. What I've noticed is the people that are creating culture have one thing in common. I mean, the people who are out there doing it, and they're doing it, and we are trying to model after their sexy,
mm-hmm.
the one thing they got that others don't, the good majority of the population don't, is this lack of care of what you think.
Yeah.
You look at Jay-Z, look at Kanye. Kanye done went crazy on TV, still don't care what you think. Still sells his shoes for $1,500 a pair.
Right.
Kanye does not care. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, brother got a switch, a don't care switch,
right.
That's all the way off.
Right.
He does never. Like, he's like, my care switch is off.
Right.
I do not care what you think.
Never knew the opportunity I would have to touch on a Trump topic.
Right.
But I would just say it and put it out there.
Got zero to give.
As soon as I saw how uncomfortable everybody got when Trump was elected,
yeah.
Internally I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Because now it's like everybody
you better be
to...
careful.
well, here's
you done gave him all your stuff, dude. They were like, hit me up on this social media and this social media.
Hey, look, it is what it is, because here's one thing that I found. And you can put it in a political corner or a religious corner. Here's the thing. People going to make it whatever they want to make it anyway.
Yeah,
so I might as well not bite my tongue.
Yeah.
But I put it like this. Every comfortable situation personally in my life has yielded me zero results.
But, you know, I think it's the people that they're successful so much because we thrive off of destruction. We want to see them fail, so we'll tune in. We want to see him mess up. We don't realize we're jacking their rates up.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
We want to see him fail, but they realize it's just like, I mean, it's anything.
Man.
A car crash that you pass on the highway, what do?
They actually
We slow down to look at it.
They actually did I just saw a social experiment
mm-hmm.
on Facebook this morning where a guy, it wasn't a real proposal.
Yeah.
But a guy proposed to his quote-unquote fiance,
mm-hmm.
and as he was speaking to her, drawing attention, people crowded around him.
Right.
And he proposed to her, got on one knee, and there was another cameraman who was recording the crowd, and saw just how many people, because she said no, it was a social experiment.
Okay.
And recorded everybody's reactions, laughing to him.
Wait, who said no?
The girl said no. It was
okay.
A social experiment. It wasn't real. But how you just said how we thrive on other people's destruction.
Yeah. And failure.
And failure.
Yeah.
And everybody had their phones out ready to record a magical and loving moment.
Yeah.
But for some reason, kept their phones out when she said no and, like, laughed at him.
Right.
And was pointing and laughing. One guy did come out the crowd, though, and he, like, picked him up and he dapped him up and hugged him up. Was like, man, good job. Like, this and that.
Right.
But the fact that
good
you
job,
say
sucker.
That.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding, man. I'm
no, but the fact that you say that is crazy because he put himself out on the line.
Right.
And when she said no and turned him down, like I said, fake social experiment.
Yeah.
Everybody laughed. And here's the thing. That's one thing I don't think is sexy. Having to build yourself up on the destruction of other people or going with the fad. And I don't know how deep we can go mm-hmm. in this. So I'll just stay up here.
Right.
But going after fads just because they bring you popularity.
Yeah. I think what you touched on earlier today when we were outdoors there mm-hmm. Was how you made the switch to not feel, and we talked about it, where I felt my generation, where we felt scared to share things with other people in fear of, I can't tell that young dude, he gonna steal my idea.
Well, not just
what I'm doing. When you're confident enough,
here,
right
here, and I'm glad you brought that up because it wasn't even steal my idea.
Yeah,
it's actually, I wish it could be that. It's actually worse. It's, I want to be successful and I don't want to help anybody else become successful.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
That's what it was. And I remember I made a great connection and somebody was like, hey, how did you? And I
can't tell him that.
Can't tell him that. He might be successful too.
Right.
And as soon as I did that, I felt it. I was like, ooh, that's not.
Because what you're doing is you're attributing your success. You're not. That's not you.
Yeah.
You're revealing the fact that what you're sharing is not your sexy. It's their sexy.
Yeah.
You're actually borrowing somebody else's sexy.
Right.
Wearing their sexy as your coat.
Hey,
that means
that
you
sexy?
Ain't sexy. They're sexy. I'm over here pretending to be what they are, and I'm not being who I am. That's the opposite of sexy.
That's the complete opposite.
That's the opposite.
And
of sexy.
I just let it go.
Yeah.
Like just call it whatever. Luck. I know what it is. It's blessed. Just being blessed.
Right.
Just giving freely.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't I want you to be happy and feel what I feel?
Right.
See, and that's how you become attractive. That's how you become sexy. Man, this girl, this dude, this person, this blah, 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 whatever, got it going on so much. They share, they give.
Right.
Like that's attractive.
Yeah.
That's what, man, there's something I like about you. Hey, girl, how do you do that? Your energy is so, you got all these people out here because they just keep their sex.
For me, man, it comes down to accepting your identity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like this is who I am. And the moment, and everyone wants to know how to be cool. You listen to me. You want to know how to be cool? Be you unapologetically.
Yeah. Right.
The moment you do that, you turn on the cool switch,
yeah.
and now suddenly the fingerprint you wear because
nobody
you know it's
got,
yours, and
no
nobody else can.
Yeah.
That's it. People have said this to me, and I just look at them with confusion in my eye. I'm like, you really think there's a cool club? There isn't.
Man, when I tell you.
There is no cool club.
When I worked to get just to be accepted in high school.
That's the one.
And I got
if young
there,
people knew this.
And when I got there, I was angry. And I was not happy.
When you got into the club?
When I got into the club, I was like, this is it?
This is it? Y'all are dumb.
I'm like, man, y'all are
we
almost,
was dumb.
Yeah.
We was so dumb.
Man.
But you know what we had that others didn't is we didn't care.
Right.
Because we got to a place we didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you could break the rules. You could wear funny color socks.
That's right.
We had some terrible fashion trends that we started.
All of it is
but
in.
It never mattered.
But it never mattered in. Because you didn't live in fear of what the lesser people, you know, in quotation, the lesser people thought.
But you said it earlier, is when you don't care what people think. Like when no one else can attribute or take away from who you are, because you give power when you care what people think. Well, if they don't like this pair of pants, or if they don't like this decision, or this or that, you give them power.
Yeah.
So when you take it all back, and not in a malicious way, but owning your self-esteem, like...
you know who says that.
Like Cat Williams said, he said...
He's like, how you do that?
It is the esteem of yourself. It is your... Why do... When you do that,
you
don't care what... Nobody can hurt you.
Yeah.
Nobody can pick you up or bring you down.
Yeah.
Because you... All the way up.
Why do you think people care so much about what everybody else thinks? You know?
Because, man, identity... You know, there's something so compelling about identity and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things, they're the most two compelling things the world will ever see, in my estimation, is somebody who knows who they are and knows why they are.
That's big.
Those are compelling. Those two compelling forces can change the world. And you know, you got everybody, you know, trying to change who you are or define who you are. And it's not until you're comfortable being who you are that you actually begin to create change and create culture. And so, you know, Elijah, like, tell me when you became so confident in you. Not like, cause I remember, you know, it's been a process for me. I know it's been a process for me, and I know it's a process for everybody else.
Right.
But once you get there, once I got there, I didn't need anyone else's affirmation.
Right.
I didn't need you to tell me good job.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need any of it.
Right.
Because I got there, and now I'm like, I don't need that.
I wake up every day now fine with who I am.
Right? Well, listen, I'm unapologetically Troy.
Right. You hear ya.
You don't like me. I mean, I guess I want you to like me, but in the same, there's more of me that doesn't care.
I'm not going to lose sleep.
No, there's more of me that doesn't care if you don't
sleep like
me.
A baby.
Because I'm really, like, my identity lets me know, like, who I am. Like, more specifically, whose I am. Like,
well, there's a natural fear of a falling and failing. And it is because we were created to do two things, to love and to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's natural. We're supposed to receive and we're supposed to give it. That's just natural. But we develop this fear of not receiving it. And then it's like, well, if I don't do this, or
they
if
won't
I don't
love
do
me.
That, they won't love me.
They won't approve of
me. They won't approve of it. They won't give me their seal of approval.
Right.
To answer your question, I carried all of those fears.
Yeah.
That if I don't do this, if I don't say this, if I don't look like that, if I'm not good enough, if I'm not them enough, man, I'm done. I'm out. I have no purpose. I have no identity. Mm-hmm. And super quick rabbit trail. Everybody talks about, you know, get yourself some type of, you know, security because identity theft is so high today. And I'll go ahead and say that's true. So many people have had their identity stolen. And I'm not even talking about from your credit card or your driver's license.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you have allowed someone or some movement to steal who you are and try and redefine you. And you're actually trying to fit into that.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling too, man.
It's
the worst feeling.
It's exhausting.
I tell people all the time, like, I could lie to you. But I can't lie to me.
I can't lie to me.
I got to sleep with me. I got to look at me.
I got to wash up with me.
I got to talk to me.
I got to brush my teeth.
Which,
eat with
you
me.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which makes me not lie to you.
Yeah.
Because you want me to be me.
Right.
Because that's, I'm telling you the truth if I'm me.
Yeah.
But the moment I start being somebody
being
else
who you want
me to be,
yeah.
I'm lying to you. You want me to lie to you? You don't want me to lie to you. You don't want me to lie to you. The whole room said that you don't want me to lie. You don't want me to lie to you.
It's going to destroy you.
I'm going to take from you.
Right.
The moment I start lying to you, I'm taking from you. I'm not giving to you.
Yeah. Because, no, it's inevitable. I mean, the real me is going to come out. Eventually.
Right. You're gonna see, and then you're not gonna like me. You know how many times that happened? Then you're gonna be mad at
me.
Be
mad. It's right.
And
I'm doing this for you.
You lied to me. Well, no, I tried to tell you the truth at the beginning.
I tried to tell you who I was.
Well, here's the thing. But the truth wasn't good enough for you.
That's right.
Yeah, who I was. You didn't want who I was. You wanted who you wanted me to be.
Right.
Yeah. You know how many times... Oh, y'all know.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone else on that microphone was ready for that.
It's a lot.
Because the angles, when the angles fall down, when there's no more angles, that's you.
Right.
That's the
it
true
is,
you.
Right. I want to.
That's your tribe.
I want to say this. I just want to make sure people understand. I wish that everybody's. And hear me, because I don't, it's not metaphorically speaking, I wish that everyone's worst fears would come true, would happen. Mm-hmm. I'm doing nothing but answering your question. You say, when did I realize when all my worst fears came true? When I failed and lost everything, hit rock bottom, had nothing.
Yeah.
Like you said, when all the angles fail, I realized what mattered. I realized what didn't matter. Mm-hmm. No time for angles, no time for late, no time for none of that.
Yeah.
I had to start from scratch and rebuild.
Right.
And I just knew. I knew where to put everything. I knew how everything was supposed to go. But it's funny, that breakdown was also a breakthrough.
Right.
To where, like...
He just turned it on.
Like...
Elijah can't help but turn it on. Listen, y'all out there, we have a term for what Elijah just did. It's called turning it on.
No,
go ahead, though. That was good.
It was every reality check. Don't do me like that.
I was in the middle.
Go up in there.
That was a good point. I was in the
whether,
middle.
Whether a reality check feels good or doesn't, at the end, it's still a reality check.
Yeah.
And when my reality check came and punched me in the mouth, mm-hmm. even though it didn't feel good, I saw everything.
Yeah.
I saw real life.
Yeah.
And that's when I noticed. Okay. Angles don't work. Laziness don't work. Lying don't work. Cheating don't work. Mm-hmm. You know, caring what people think don't work. Because here's the thing.
Because you tried it all.
Because I tried it all. So here's the thing. Why don't I care what other people think? Because none of them thoughts, none of them people, none of them things are helping me right now. Because I'm down and out right now.
Right. I'm face down in the market.
Right. And all that care I had about them.
All that care.
All of them fears I had about that. Now look at me. You're still.
Let me tell you that. And when you find yourself face down in the mud like that, that's when ain't nobody answering texts.
Nope.
Ain't nobody answering phones.
They're ignoring
they'll
you.
They'll tell you in a minute that, you know, if you need anything.
Oh, yeah. Why you up?
If you need anything.
Or why you up enough.
While
I'm up.
While I'm up.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Okay.
Right.
If you need anything, call your boy. Put my number in your phone.
Lock it in there.
I'm going to lock it in there. Yeah. And then when it comes through, that little silent button.
Yeah,
you ignore that phone call every time.
That's right.
And whether it's on purpose or accident or just the timing where it was supposed to happen, you see what matters and you see what doesn't matter. And that's when I saw those cares. It was like, man, why did I ever care what they thought?
You're right.
Why did I ever care what they said? And then you get it.
Marlon, you think it's a process? I mean, you think unlocking...
That sexy?
Your sexy is a process.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I think that, you know, you got to go through life to get there.
I mean, how could you be, I'm going to use my wife. Y'all, mm-hmm. Don't say nothing. Be real quiet. But how can my wife get more sexy? You know, you see what I'm saying?
How can your wife get more sexy?
So how do we become, like, you say, I'm good. Like you say, Elijah, you said... I found it. Right. I unlocked it. I got it. But do you think there's more?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because just because you pick something up don't mean you're going to hold it.
Right. You're going to still run into obstacles daily, you know. But I really think it is getting up every day, stepping like into your dream every day, realizing who you were created to be.
Talk about it.
And, I mean, because we all grew up and we all have these huge... dreams. We have these big fantasies of wanting to be somebody, you know, but that somebody's already there. Mm-hmm.
That's where we need to camp out.
That somebody is already there. You just
been there.
You just haven't tapped into it. You haven't like nurtured him enough You know, like I know that there's a creative genius right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you're so busy getting your way in life, or you're so busy trying to run angles on everybody that you
have. Because the system is set up that way. Man.
Yeah.
The system is set up.
Make you believe that you can't make it any other way.
Yes, the system was set up to make you believe that you got to do it that way.
Right.
To really, you got to run these angles in order to unlock, to tap into your sexy.
It's already there.
But it's already there.
It's been there. Yeah, and so, you know, and it'll test you too. I mean, you'll definitely, even though you'll tap into it today, tomorrow, it ain't always promised that. You're gonna
hit the sweet spot again.
Yeah, exactly. And so it is. I mean, it's a daily battle. But once you get there and you realize and you start, you know, like Elijah was saying, you're not so concerned about what other people are, what you're saying, like what other people think or how they feel about you, man. Yeah. When you can wake up every day and you can say, you know what, I'm Foxy. And I can do this. I can get through this. No matter what. I don't need you, or you. Okay? And also, I think not... Stop talking so much.
Mm. What?
Stop talking so much about what you're going to do and just do it.
Just do
it. Yeah.
Like, that's a huge rock in the lake tied around your ankle.
Right.
Because you keep drowning, though, you know, because you got all these. We all have ideas, but, you know, we tend to tell people, oh, man, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Now, when it doesn't happen, you just choked yourself out.
Right.
You just choked yourself out. So, like, honestly, keep it to yourself. I had no idea what Elijah was doing.
Yeah, that was dope.
I had no idea what he was doing. And all of a sudden, 180 just appeared.
Yeah.
You know? And I think even though it was there, people still, until you started explaining it, didn't really know what was going on, didn't really know the concept of 180. You know? And I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant because, you know, you didn't walk around saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this book. I'm going to make these shirts. I'm going to go out and speak to kids.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't saying all that. So nobody even knew that you were behind closed doors.
Because it really don't matter. Listen, it really don't matter if you say you're sexy.
Yeah.
If you don't look sexy,
right.
You're not.
You ain't sexy.
Sexy. You're right. So what you say... Don't really matter. Yeah. And the truth behind what you're saying is there's a principle there that's hidden, and that is sexy will always find a way to reveal itself once you tap into it.
Yeah.
Once you tap into it, that creative, that thing inside of you that's been hidden there will find a way to surface itself, whether that's a book, whether that's a play, whether that's, you know, your sexy it has to get out. It has to get
that's
out.
That's right. Like I said, just your walk turns into a strut.
You gotta get to the point to where, and I just thought of why you was talking, Marlon, couple examples, but Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna say about Kobe?
He could just
watch yourself.
He could just.
Boy, you tread lightly.
No. Hear me out.
Tread lightly.
Kobe could have one of the worst games ever. He's still Kobe. You ain't never gonna forget who the black man. Don't look. Just because I didn't make that many shots this game, just because I didn't get them, just because there weren't no highlights from this game,
right?
Still Kobe. And here's the thing. You know that. You know Kobe is still Kobe.
That's right.
And you got to get to the point to where you have been rocking your sexy so long.
Yeah.
You have been putting it out there so that no matter if you miss or make this and that, man, did you see that dunk he almost made? Did you see? They even hype on your misses.
Yeah,
like,
well,
because
you're going to miss this free throw,
and
it's going to cost the game. But your strut back to the locker room will not change.
That's right.
You know you tapped into your sexy.
You look back, still me.
I'm still me.
You do. I tell my wife all the time. It baffles her to this day. T-shirt and sweatpants. I'm like, girl, if you don't get over here. She's like, oh, my gosh, I look so horrible to who? To who?
Right.
Because them sweatpants and that T-shirt, she's like, oh, my gosh, I have no makeup? Because this is how my wife sounds. Oh my gosh.
Because that's how she sounds.
Right.
That made Alika sound, right. Sound like Edith Barker. What's her name?
like, oh my God. Right. My wife is just as sexy on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night on the town as she is walking around the house doing whatever she doing.
Yeah.
Making herself something to eat, washing clothes, chasing a kid, just hot all the time.
As a matter of fact, I think everybody should do that. When you hear this, I think you should post a picture of you and your wife and just tell everybody how beautiful she is.
Hashtag still sexy.
Hashtag still sexy.
Sweatpants and t-shirt.
That's a solo picture.
Right. No. But yeah, that's it, man. Look, Kobe your life. Like, you miss a shot, whatever, just...
What would you tell somebody that's listening right now that's having trouble just really tapping into, they're lying to themselves, what would you tell them? Like, listen, you having trouble tapping into your sexy or unlocking your sexy?
Yeah.
Give them something. What would you tell them? Like, give me 3 steps to unlocking the sexy.
Three steps to unlocking your sexy is, number one, I dare you to be, dare to be cliche. Mm-hmm. See, there's a lot of cliches out there. They're like, that's cliche.
Right.
I got to say that cliche works. Because somebody quick to tell you, just be who you really want to be. Sounds really cliche. Sounds really bland. But it's... How would you be, because everybody thinks of a person that they really want to be. They think of the best version of themselves. What would you do if you were that person? How would you feel? Mm-hmm. How would you attempt things? How would you talk to people? Mm-hmm. Be that person. Be the cliche version of you. Even the Army says it. Be all that you can be. It's funny until you really start going out there being all that you can be.
I'm going to tell you.
you see what I'm saying?
I teach this principle a lot. And I tell people, if I could somehow awaken the secret you,
right,
I will unlock the original you. Yeah. But the secret you is the you that talks to you in the mirror. Mm. And that's the sexiest you that there is.
Right.
That is the most authentic, genuine form of yourself that there is. You know, those conversations, Elijah, you share with us, that you got some serious conversations you have with yourself. Oh. we'll have to come back to that. But if I could somehow unlock the secret version of people's selves that they are.
Yeah.
You know, the self-talk dialogue that they have with themselves. I'm telling you, that's the one. That's the one.
I need that person that person who don't, like, have rhythm, can't dance to save their life. But if that one song come on, they about to give you everything they got. All off beat. I need you to live like that. I need you to live off beat. Like, be that person that can't dance and know they can't dance and don't care because they song is on. I need your song to play. All life long.
Right.
I need you to dance and strut shows. Right. I need you to be that person. Right. And that person knows they
walk around your theme music in you.
Oh, look, because I walk around, look. I'd be on these game shows, Jack.
Can't none of us sit there and act like we ain't
that. Look, I got these versions of myself.
Right.
Oh, you can't stop it.
Mm-mm.
You can't stop it.
Well, I mean, all of us then felt like and had a moment where you walk out of the door and feel like you need a band walking behind you.
Okay.
Theme music.
Okay.
I love those moments.
Yes.
I love those moments.
But those are previews. Those are previews of the real you. And Troy said it best, like, when you get to a point to where you don't care, the freedom that comes with not caring what people think or say, mm-hmm. and you just the man or the woman in your life, what? Hey man, your socks mismatching.
Right.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
No. Be honest, you like that, don't you? Why you wearing that shirt? Oh, you mad because you ain't got one. No, it's cool. Yeah. Like, just own it all. Like, you approve yourself.
Right. It's just acknowledgement. Yeah. Acknowledging that sexy is there.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that it's in there, I think getting up every day and stepping into it, even if it's just you, yourself, and I, like you said, looking in the mirror, talking to yourself, you know, don't let it die. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, you know. I think all of us, there's so many people we allow dreams.
Man.
We flush them down the toilet.
You die.
We allow them to die, man. You know, and there's so many of us with so many great ideas that that we just, you know, that die with those ideas, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's just surrounding yourself and your with people that are sexier than you.
Mm.
So, you know, not afraid to walk with that group. You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yeah, they're living their sexy lives.
Yeah, they're out here doing it, and they don't care.
Right.
And that courage, it suddenly awakens.
Yeah.
Your truer self.
Yeah.
Your truer self.
I would tell people, there's a lot of people that God has blessed to be in my life that I just care about, just healthy relationships, and a good friend of mine, I just had to check him. I said, you know, you're a very rude person, mm-hmm. and they were a little. Why would you say that to me? I'm like, you are just rude.
I'm so curious.
I'm like,
open up that box.
I'm like, you are very, but I knew where I was coming from and where I was going. I'm like, you are a very rude person. And they were like, what are you talking about? Why are you coming at me like that? I was like, because the things you say to and about yourself, you would never say to somebody else. I'm like, if you said those very same things you say about yourself to somebody else, you know how rude you would be?
Yeah.
I'm like, you would never say what you just said about yourself to somebody else.
That's yeah. good.
Yeah. I'm like, so why would you say? And another thing is, some of us are so qualified, but yet we just continue to disqualify ourselves.
Right.
I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. And it's like, you're already here. Like, you do realize no one else is saying you can't or shouldn't do this but you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you disqualifying yourself?
It's like, what, you know, what land do you live in?
Like, play.
Yeah.
Go play the game.
The most frustrated man in the world. Land of fear.
It's the best way to go swimming is just to jump in.
Yeah.
Just jump in. I'm testing that water. Jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one of the things for me, I'll tell, and this has turned into a whole lot of points, but... One of the things I would teach people or tell people is, listen, you gotta know that they're gonna be some lesser versions of you that you're gonna have to throw away.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You gotta throw them away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just can't keep going through your life with a cheaper version of you. There's no rummage sale version of Marlon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, quit putting yourself in the garage sale of category.
Right.
You know what I mean? You belong on the top shelf. There's that bottom shelf liquor, yeah. and there's that top shelf liquor.
I'm that 80 proof.
Listen, that stuff, they put that real good stuff on the top shelf, because there's not a whole lot of it out there.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, teach people to live on top shelf and understand that lower shelf versions of yourself. You don't sell that.
All the things you look for, not even on that level. You wonder why you can't find this, can't do that. None of it is on that level.
And some of that stuff you think is ridiculous. Some of that stuff you think is ridiculous is God trying to say, this is God trying to reveal you.
Right.
Man, I went one time, you remember that one time I dressed up like Thomas Jefferson, and I did the preamble to the Constitution in one of our services. They painted me white, Marlon. They pasted me white, gave me one of those little gray wiggy things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had on the outfit and did this. Yeah. And it was all came from like this, I forget what the service was or what we were doing.
Right.
And I was like, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna sell this. And they were like, I was telling people what I was about to do, and they were like,
no, you're not.
That, why? And I'm like, listen, I'm gonna change it up and I'm gonna do this. And then when I did it, everyone in the room, you know, was like, oh my gosh, like that was something. But we all had those. We've all had those moments of courage where you said, I remember you did the play in high school.
Yeah.
You actually did the whole thing, right?
Yeah, like I wrote it.
Wrote it.
Directed, produced it. Acted in it.
Acted in it.
What?
Yeah.
I need some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did three of them.
Come on, man.
And you know, and I'm sure in that moment, especially at that age, you was probably so insecure.
Yeah.
You're so insecure because you're like, what if it sucks?
Right.
What if what I do sucks?
Right.
And facing that fear, man, that, like, what if what I do sucks? But what if it's awesome?
What if it's awesome?
And there gonna be more sucks.
There gonna
be
a lot of sucks. Wanted to play, so.
Come on.
It was a Black Unity Club.
Come on.
I was in a Black Unity Club play.
Why
wouldn't you be?
I was just saying. Like, I try to tell people.
That's right.
I was driving a bus.
Yes, he was.
I was a bus driver.
Yeah.
I like to ask people who may not want to go after that certain level of sexy,
yeah.
who may not want to go after that thing, that relationship, that idea, whatever that version of sexy is for you. What's the difference of you going after it and failing and where you are right now?
Yeah.
Because where you are right now, if you're currently not being sexy, if you go try to be sexy and you fail at being sexy, but you're not sexy right now anyway, what's the difference?
You
might as well go out there and make sure that you're still ugly. Like, you might as well make sure that you're not sexy.
Seriously,
of course, you know, ain't nobody ugly, but there's no difference.
Nah, there are ugly people, man. There's some ugly folks.
I was trying to be nice, but there's no difference.
I think all babies are ugly.
No, he went to call the children ugly.
Anyway, all right, I'm moving.
But no, seriously, just wrapping that up is you owe it to yourself. Because where you are right now, not doing anything, just not being sexy, just staying in the house all day in your life and going out there and failing are the same thing. So you at least need to go out there and make sure that you're not. But here's the thing. When you go out there, you're going to be sexy.
You're going to be sexy.
And you're going to be strut. like you said, like what he said on Friday. Like, shut up, punk, while I'm over here talking. He's like, all right. I'll be quiet. But when you walk away, I'm going to be talking again. I'll be talking. So here's the thing. You think, oh, well, what if I go out there and fail? Well, here's the thing. It's already written. You're supposed to be sexy. You were created to be
sexy. You were created that way.
So when you go out there, you're going to be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You going to like it. They going to like it.
That's right.
Everybody going to like it.
Yeah. But you have to be you.
That's the only way you're sexy is if you.
Just be you.
Sure.
That was good, man. Thank you guys for coming out today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. No Truer 2+1. I'm Troy Thompson.
I'm Elijah Frazier.
I'm Marlon Sadler.
Thank you for tuning in today.